Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Do you have your newscast in front of you, Paul Wolf?
Oh, shuffle through.
Yeah. Do you see the one about the windmill lawsuit?
I was talking with Jim about that.
Yeah. Can you, for those that can understand what we're saying, and for those that can't understand what we're saying, look at the sign language interpreter in the lower right-hand corner of your radio. Read that item for us, would you please?
Maine and six other states are suing the Trump administration over the cancellation of a major offshore wind project. Supporters say the development would have generated enough electricity to power more than a million homes. Maine is joined by Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, New Jersey, and Vermont in the lawsuit.
Just a second. Can you read that second line about it would power blah, 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 what?
Thank you. A million houses.
Okay. You know what's missing from that? I'm not faulting you on this, Paul Wolf.
I told Jim I was sweating reading that.
But here's the thing. At what cost? We never hear that. And Jim, you've told us to listen for that.
We heard the cost. When I was with Governor LePage, we discussed, and he made them open up another PUC evidentiary hearing on that whole matter of the offshore wind. And after a full evidentiary hearing, that's a hearing at the PUC, people under oath giving presentations, experts, cross-examination, the whole works, it was concluded that this was not worth the cost.
And that's what you've told us. But was that anywhere? I know we received that news item from a service, and I know it's a headline, and they're giving us a headline. But I wonder if anybody in that reporting had actually said, now, to be fair, in order to generate this power, we're going to be paying how far above market price for it, for wind power?
The Habib program back then was 22 cents a kilowatt hour.
We'd kill for 22 now.
No, that's just for the energy.
If you actually read that item, by the way, they say, if we don't do this, we're going to burden that cost in our electric bills. So I took that out because I read that and my head exploded.
Who offered such a slanted story to us?
Holy smokes.
You know, what else don't we know if we didn't have people like Jim in our life?
Yeah. Amen.
22 cents a kilowatt hour is where they were starting with escalations, right? And, of course, I was always trying to bring up the real facts on the matter. And universities should be in the business of R&D. When Professor Hill was up there, he talked probably more about the trials and tribulations and failures than what he did the successes. And he would always have a good time doing it. Oh, we thought this was a great idea, and this blew up in our face, so we tried this. We said, oh, now we got it, and then that blew up. And so we decided that, after all, it wasn't worth pursuing any further. And that's where it ends, and that's what you do research for, right? And research, you have hundreds of times more failures than what you have successes.
Right.
But the problem I was having up there now is that everything's 100% success. Matter of fact, in the last big meeting that we had when LePage had would put a moratorium on wind towards the end of his term, this was, you know, I said to Habib, you must have something you haven't figured out yet. No, we have everything. I said, Habib, there's got to be something you're overlooking. No, we're not looking. And he goes through all the stuff. I said, Habib, there's got to be at least something you haven't tried yet or you're not sure about. No, everything's perfect. I said, then what do you need the $200 million above market cost for research? Right? So that was the kind of things that we're up against, okay? And that I didn't approve of. I approved of R&D, and I approved the university doing R&D, but I didn't approve of what they were doing with not telling the people and being up front. That little windmill there in Castine, all said and done, it didn't produce any more electricity than what your hot water tank at home would use. And they spent $325,000 just to bring three-phase power down, built a shack where they could convert three-phase to single-phase and all that kind of stuff here, right? And and it took me over 2 years to finally get that information, and I get the meter readings finally, and that's all it was. You could have just bought a Chromalox heater that you put in your electric hot water tank, put it off the side with a little meter on it, and you could have done the same thing as a $325,000 room with all the equipment and all that kind of stuff. You know, it was that kind of stuff. Nobody was challenging it. And when you do challenge it like I did, then, oh, you're the bad guy. Oh, it's like the sacred cow you're going after. As you know, Rick, I don't mind going after sacred cows.
No. You are not Hindu. Isn't it Hindus that think cows are sacred?
Yes.
I don't know. Where's the main wire on this?
Oh.
Mm.
The main wire is so damn busy.
I know.
They're busy
on this. But, you know, if there was an aspiring journalist who had the time to do this, just the information that you just gave would be gangbusters. And now is the time for a digital platform to present it. Because we are losing our shirt under the green policies that have been shoved down our pockets for the past 8, 9, 10 years. It would just seem, again, I go back to this. It's the messaging. It's too complex for someone to understand. People have been brainwashed. We can say anything we want because no one can hear us, right? Is that the idea? Yeah, exactly. Everyone thinks green is good. Green is good. But green is only good when you spend a lot of green.
Mm-hmm.
Green we don't have. What do we have? The fourth worst of the... Fourth worst economy, according to we're going to talk about it tomorrow with the Brookings report, the Brookings Institution report compared to Wallet Hub numbers that just came out from Stats compared to the rest of the nation. Jim, how do we turn it around?
Well, I know exactly how. And I don't want to be drawing in all the other contenders for governor, but you need an omnibus energy bill. Okay. That starts off with notwithstanding these other 400 bills that legislators passed and put the genie back in the bottle, let utility companies, the most competitive, and they are limited to what they can have for profits, and let them do the short, medium, and long-term planning, like we've talked about, and then let them go to the evidentiary hearing and let them be challenged by anybody and everybody, and then that's how you get the best outcomes, okay? Short, medium, and long-term outcomes. That's what has to be done. The stuff about legislators that don't have a clue determine what the outcome is going to be based on politics is destroying this state. And so you have to have an omnibus energy bill. You have to put all those 400 in there. And you have to have a strong team that can stand up against this 91 programs in the state. You know, the LIHEAPs and all that kind of stuff. There's over 400 bills that have to be overturned in this omnibus energy bill. It's one big package. You have all the special interest groups. You have the Sierras and the NGOs and the Natural Resource Council of Maine. All the lobbyists everybody's going to circle the wagons. You have to have a damn strong team. It has to be an omnibus energy bill, up or down. Either you're for lowering the people's energy or not lowering the people's energy.
Okay, in order to make that work, someone's going to have to message it correctly. Someone is going to have to vary. This is why Democrats are going to have such an easy time in the midterms. Trump is bad. Anyone that's on Trump's side, even 1% of the time, needs to go. Yep. There it is. There's the simple message. And that's why people don't like Susan Collins. Even though she opposes him 50-60% of the time, doesn't matter. The messaging needs to be that simple. Green energy is robbing us blind.
So regarding this thing with Trump, Republicans are doing a terrible job because the people don't hate Trump. The Democrats don't hate Trump. They hate him. Because he took their power away. He was smarter and better than them, and he took their power away. And Rick Tyler, if you would have done what Trump did, they would have hated you equally as well.
Oh, they hate
and
me
circle
already.
Circle the wagons on you, just like they're doing Trump. The whole strategy is make this guy the bad guy, and that's all we focus on 100% of the time. And the Democrats the Republicans are weak and not organized and then not countering that. They should be explaining the fact that these people are just gone crazy because they lost power. That's it. Nothing's wrong with Trump. It's them where the problem is.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.